Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Bob Anderson about his campaign for the Iowa Senate District 39 Republican nomination. This is part two of a two-part interview. Speaking of policy, what issues in particular, if you are elected, would you really fight for?
To highlight a couple, I think that the Iowa tax structure, we made some improvements in the last session of the legislature, which will be helpful to jobs by a lowering of the commercial property rate from 100% valuation to 90% valuation. I think that progress needs to continue. I think that's a beginning because we have to have a tax structure that's conducive to people wanting to invest in new jobs, new businesses, new growth. So that whole tax structure of what would be attractive to business and jobs is an area where I would apply myself very significantly. There are many things that you can look at in that tax structure that will make it more attractive. You know, I use as an example the expansion of many businesses that have been Minnesota-based into South Dakota. And they've expanded into South Dakota because of the favorable tax climate rather than expanding their home base area. And so I would definitely look to make Iowa's tax policy fair and attractive to businesses because that will fuel job growth. On the point of our young people, I think if we can provide the job base for them that they will stay here. And I've looked at some proposals that have in the formulation process by various, I guess you would call them, think tanks on public policy. And one that I find particularly attractive is if a student graduating from one of our colleges in Iowa, one of our public colleges, were to stay and remain employed here for the next 10 years after their graduation, that then in the succeeding 5 years, there would be a 20% per year rebate of their tuition and book cost. So if we can get the right business and tax structure to have jobs here, and our young people will then stay with jobs here, and they're here for, let's say, a period of 10 years, and then in the next 5 years in tax credits, they would receive back their tuition and book cost. Some people might say, well, can we afford that? And my thought is, we can't afford not to do it. We have a wonderful population, and we need to keep it a mix of all ages so that we have a good balance in our citizenry and in our economic base. So that would be another area that I would work very hard in.
And you do have a primary race in June. How would you say you are different from those candidates?
I would say that I am a proactive conservative in that I'm looking for new policies and new initiatives, such as the ones we've just discussed, to bring our state to the next step. And not that any one person by themselves can do that, but as part of the legislature, you can be a positive impact in that respect. And I think I've got programs such as the one that we've talked about that would bring us to that next step. Also, while I do not present myself as a farmer, I am very supportive to ag needs, and I realize the importance that they have in our area and in our state. I'm an associate member of the Farm Bureau as well. So I would proactive for the ag community as a part of the overall business strategy that we discussed to keep jobs and productivity in Iowa. I stand very strongly for private property rights and for being very restrictive to the use of eminent domain, part of the government taking of lands. I'm a very staunch proponent of private property rights. But if I had to say the greatest difference is I would work for a proactive set of policies that will economically encourage our young people to stay here and to broaden our job base overall. So I think those are two policy issues in particular that I would like to highlight that I believe distinguishes me from the other candidates.
And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners at this time?
Yes. Number one, thank you for listening and for this interview. state. You would have someone who would be dedicated to positive policies for our three counties and for Iowa. I thank you very much. I do have a website, www.bobandersonforstatesenate.com, and I would encourage you to visit there as well. Again, I thank KCII. I thank the listeners, and appreciate it very much.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Bob Anderson. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.